I am Leonard Vidby and it's Wednesday, April 30, and here's your news at 7 a.m. The Education Ministry's Thomas Regional Directorate is leading a mass march against violence towards children in Windhoek today. The event will proceed from the ministry's head office to Zoo Park alongside Independence Avenue. It follows the shocking murders of three children in the Oshodonjupa town of Okahandja, 5-year-old Ingrid Mastor, Roslyn Fabian, who was 6, and 15-year-old Beyonce Karugas. Minister Sanet Steenkamp is set to attend the march.
This is a very important statement. It doesn't only show solidarity, but it also shows that we care, and not just that, but that every child matters and every life lost is one life too many. And therefore, we will have this march across the 14 regions. And the learners who are not marching will be having activities at school that is related around the theme and topic of violence against children.
The city of Windhoek and Blantyre Municipality in Malawi have signed a twinning agreement aimed at boosting collaboration in areas such as tourism, culture, public safety, economic development and sustainability. According to the city of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenya, the agreement goes beyond institutional ties.
Namibia and Malawi share a long-standing bond built on mutual respect, cooperation and shared vision of a prosperous future. And the signing ceremony does not just mark an agreement between the two municipalities, but also really a strengthening of people-to-people ties.
During Monday's parliamentary session, lawmakers debated several key issues, including the presidency's sharply increased budget, delays in public service recruitment, and the speaker's justification for parliament's 398.2 million allocation. The presidency's budget has nearly doubled, rising from 16 million to 29. One Africa TV News on One's Envalde Mateus.
Official opposition leader Imps Nashinge slammed the shift of disability, marginalized community, and oil and gas to presidency, calling it unjustified centralization.
142.2%, that is what we have now, increase. Isn't this an expansion creating a parallel government in the presidency at the expense of the line ministries?
A new 9.3 billion rand fund to improve maternal and neonatal health in sub-Saharan Africa has been launched in Abu Dhabi. The initiative, known as the Beginnings Fund, comes amid significant cuts in aid to Africa by Western nations. Philanthropic partners, including the Gates Foundation, are backing the effort. The fund aims to prevent over 300,000 deaths and expand access to quality care for 34 million mothers and babies. Over the next 5 years, the fund will work in partnership with 10 countries. These include Ethiopia, Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, Lesotho, Nigeria, Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda and Zimbabwe. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney, who has just won re-election to officially replace former leader Justin Trudeau, has warned that the US president is trying to break Canada. While Mr. Carney won the Liberal Party another term in office, it is still early to tell if his party will hold the majority of 172 seats in Canada's parliament. Kate Fisher is our correspondent in Washington.
Speaking after his victory, which secured him a full term as Canada's leader, Mark Carney argued that US President Trump had fundamentally changed the world, and he said his proposal to take over Canada is not an idle threat.
As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.